This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting endorses 5 ordinances, including some Nepal acts related to improving economic and business environment and investment promotion. Opposition parties demand government inform about clarification sought from Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director. Speaker Ghimir issued ruling to government to address concerns raised in Parliament. U.S. deports 8 undocumented Nepalese to Nepal on chartered flight. One more Nepali deported from U.S. via regular flight of Qatar Airways today itself. And U.S. President Donald Trump addresses joint session of Congress of resets Zelensky's message on Ukraine peace. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting today has passed 5 ordinances recently issued by the government. The ordinances approved include the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery, the financial procedures and fiscal responsibility, First Amendment Ordinance, and the privatization First Amendment Ordinance. The House also endorsed the ordinance amending some Nepal acts related to improving the economic and business environment and promoting investment and the ordinance amending some Nepal acts related to cooperatives. However, the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to land was not presented in today's session. During the discussion on the ordinances, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Biswa Prasad Podyal responded to the questions raised by the lawmakers, explaining that since the Constitution requires ordinances to be presented, passed by the House, it would not be accurate to claim the government had undermined the House by introducing them. The finance minister also reaffirmed the government's commitment to removing Nepal from the grey list within the specified time frame and said he would appear in Parliament with a white paper detailing the reasons for the country's inclusion on that list. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung addressed the ordinance on good governance, stressing that it is a common issue for all political parties and should be pursued with consensus. Meanwhile, Minister for Land Management and Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balaram Adhikari, explained that the ordinance on cooperatives was brought to resolve the issues faced by the victims of cooperative mismanagement. However, the opposition lawmakers voiced concern, arguing that the ordinance could curtail consumer rights and lacked clear provision for refunding cooperative savers' money. Meanwhile, Speaker Devraj Khemir has made a ruling in the House of Representatives session today, urging the government to address concerns raised by the opposition parties in the parliament. In the lower house meeting today, the opposition parties, including the CPN Mao Centre, demanded the government inform them about the clarification sought from the Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director. Airing his views, Mao Centre's Chief Whip Hidras Pandey said that they wanted to be clear about the reports that the government has been continuously seeking clarification from Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director, Kulman Kishing. The U.S. has deported 8 Nepalese lacking official documents to Nepal. They arrived in Kathmandu this morning on a chartered flight. According to Tribhuvan International Airport spokesperson Rinji Sherpa, the chartered aircraft with 14 people on board, including the crew members, landed at TIA at 10:15 a.m. According to TIA-based Office of the Immigration, 8 have been handed to the Nepal police for further investigation. They were handed to the police following the completion of immigration procedures. Similarly, immigration officer Egiraj Oreal also confirmed that one more Nepalese was deported from the U.S. via the regular flight of Qatar Airways today itself. Prior to this, the U.S. has made the deportation of 27 Nepalese. The Ministry of Finance has initiated the formulation of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025 and 26. Today, the ministry consulted with the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport related departments and bodies on the budget topic. During the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Biswa Prasad Podyal, stressed the need for fiscal discipline and pledged to ensure the budget is realistic. The Natural Resources Estimation Committee has recommended a budget ceiling of 196.5 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14**7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithi Biswa Gurung has said that Nepali citizens had been able to defeat feudalism and monarchy peacefully, not by the bullets. Speaking at a program organized by the Edu Memorial Foundation observing the 26th Edu Memorial Day in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung said that the Maoist war was wrong when the revolutions in the country had been possible through peaceful ways. He further alleged that the war had set the country back by 25 years, urging the Maoist to accept the reality. Cathay Pacific Airlines is going to operate the one flight between Kathmandu and Hong Kong on a daily basis from the 31st of March. At present, the flag carrier of Hong Kong is operating 5 flights in a week. Head of the Nepal for Cathay Pacific Airlines, Juno Maleku, said that they are expanding the flights from current 5 times a week to daily flight to facilitate the passengers arriving in Nepal and traveling to other countries via Hong Kong. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared the American dream is unstoppable in a fiery speech to a joint session of Congress, marking his first address since returning to power. According to the BBC, in the longest presidential speech to lawmakers on record, Trump outlined his vision for his second term. On tariffs, Trump stated that they are key to making America rich again and fulfilling his promise to make America great again. He also reiterated his desire for the U.S. to acquire Greenland, declaring they are going to get it one way or the other. The president went on to vow that his administration would reclaim the Panama Canal. During the address, Trump said Ukraine is ready to begin peace talks as soon as possible, echoing strong signals from Moscow about a potential deal. He also read out a letter from the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which mirrors a message posted on X earlier in the day. China has set an economic growth rate of around 5% of this year and announced plans to inject billions of dollars into its struggling economy, which is currently grappling with a trade war with the U.S. According to the BBC, the announcement came during the National People's Congress, where decisions are typically made behind closed doors before being passed by delegates. And President Xi Jinping has been facing challenges from the persistently low consumer spending, a property crisis, and rising unemployment. The issues have been compounded by the new 10% U.S. tariff on Chinese imports, which came into effect on Tuesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhes, Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, and in the Thurai region of the rest of the country. The weather will remain partly cloudy in the hilly region and mountainous regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting endorses 5 ordinances, including some Nepal acts related to improving economic and business environment and investment promotion. Opposition parties demand government inform about clarification sought from Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director. Speaker Khimire issues ruling to government to address concerns raised in Parliament. U.S. deports 8 undocumented Nepalese to Nepal on chartered flight. One more Nepali deported from U.S. by a regular flight of Qatar Airways today itself. and U.S. President Donald Trump addresses joint session of Congress, appreciates Zelensky's message on Ukraine peace. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.